This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The electric vehicle company Tesla is recalling more than 46,000 of its Cybertrucks, nearly all of them, due to an exterior panel that can delaminate and detach from the vehicle, the company says, potentially becoming a road hazard and increasing the risk of a crash. The voluntary recall covers a part of the vehicle known as a cant rail and affects all Cybertrucks manufactured from November 2023 to this February. The adhesive used to hold the body piece on can fail, causing the cant rail to separate from the vehicle. Owners of affected vehicles can take their Cybertrucks to Tesla's service departments for free replacement of the parts. Since Tesla began deliveries of its unusual pickup truck in November 2023, the Cybertruck has been plagued by manufacturing problems and quality issues. There have been 9 recalls of the Cybertruck in little more than a year. Sylvain Fabi, the Canadian Consul General, on a visit to Montana's capital last week, talked cautiously about the ongoing relationship between Canada and the U.S. during his visit. The focus was on current business and trade realities affecting the integrated economies of both nations, and especially those of border states with strong business ties to Canada, like Montana. Fabi emphasized the importance of mutual success during his visit and highlighted the significant trade relationship between Montana and Canada. Montana exports $869 million in goods to Canada annually, while importing $6.8 billion in goods from Canada each year. Montana sells more goods to Canada than to its next 7 largest foreign markets combined. But these numbers could be impacted by tariffs on both sides of the border. The Consul General warned that tariffs could cool significant trade agreements. He explained the intricate integration in trade, such as cattle or car parts crossing borders multiple times during production processes, and underscored the importance of collaboration and understanding in navigating trade challenges between Montana and Canada, especially with President Donald Trump imposing stiff tariffs on imported goods. The 7th grade class at C.R. Anderson Middle School in Helena is conducting research using growth chambers to contribute data to NASA, to the International Space Station, and to the Artemis flight to Mars. The class, using an $850 growth chamber paid for by a grant, has been collecting data for weeks. As wild strawberries grew in an illuminated clear chamber, the middle schoolers documented humidity levels, length and width of shoots, the amount of water added, and the number of seeds germinated. The project aims to help students get involved with research that will contribute to NASA projects on the ISS and Artemis mission. The growth chambers are located in 400 classrooms around the world. The chambers are similar to the ones available on the space station, and in the classroom, students and teachers can control the light and temperature within the chamber to see how things grow. The project has gone on for about 10 years. Students get to present their experiments to NASA scientists, and the scientists have used some of the experimental data to contribute to space projects. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.